Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. To MCI Ministry Radio, you are on the air. Amen. With no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Mount Carmel National Church service this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, praise God. Some of these songs sometimes, hallelujah, just want to make you get up and give God the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. You could think of yourself in the church house. If that song was praying, amen, hallelujah, we'd probably be all over the place because why? You know, as that song was playing this morning, amen, praise God, and you're just saying how the healing is coming down, the joy is going to come down, the peace is going to come down, the victory is going to come down, the deliverance is going to come down, and guess what, y'all? The Holy Ghost is going to come down. Why? Because he's King of Kings, he's Lord of Lords. Amen. Praise him because something new is coming down. Hallelujah. When I heard the Holy Spirit say something new is coming down, amen, praise God, I almost jumped up into the step, amen, praise God. So we thank God, amen, that something new is coming down for us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. With that being said, hallelujah, I just want to pray before we get started this morning. I pray that you are in good spirits. I pray that your soul is lifted this morning. Amen. And you're giving God the glory. I know it feels like a strange time to some people. Amen. Praise God. But guess what? Something new is coming down. You feel uneasy? Glory to God, because something new is coming down. You feel, praise God, hallelujah, out of sync, amen, praise God, something new is coming down. Those are the times that birthing is taking place, when something new is coming down. My God, I give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We bless your holy name, Father. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory today, Father, in the name of Jesus. But God, as we come this morning, glory to your name, Father. We ask, Lord God, that you forgive us for our sins on today. Glory to your name, Father. Forgive us, Lord God, and create us a clean heart, God, and renew, Father God, a right spirit within us, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask that you wash us. Yes, Holy Spirit, again, oh God, purify our hearts, our mind, and our soul, God, today, Lord God, hallelujah, glory to God, that we'll be able to receive that which you have for us, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, God, today. I pray the blessings of the Lord, be upon them, in and through them, God. Bless their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and their extended families, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We take authority right now in the earth realm against any satanic spirit, Lord God, that will try to operate, Father God, while we are on this radio, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask even now that you silence the voice of the enemy, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit, have your way. Move by your mighty power on today now, God. As I step aside, as I have studied, Lord God, I pray the Holy Ghost will take control on today. Send down the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that only you can give. And I bless your holy name. These things I pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless the name of the Lord, people of God. Today, I want to take you to a scripture today in Proverbs. Proverbs, the 18th chapter, verse number 16. I'm going to touch base on some other scriptures, but this is my scripture for today. Amen. Praise God. Proverbs 18 and verse number 16. The Bible says, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. Want to stop there, amen, praise God, because I have read the Bible through, glory to God, and we know that we read and we read, and we get revelation as God gives it to us, amen, praise God. But from the end to end, many times including this verse, but one day, like this just jumped out at me, And as I began to study, it quickly became one of my favorites because, hallelujah, God is an amazing God. And sometimes we really don't understand, amen, the fullness of what God is doing and what he's revealing in the end times. I hear the Holy Spirit. Yes, God. In the end times, people, God, that's what the Holy Spirit just spoke to me. In the end times. Hey, yada damasia. Yes, God. One of the first things we need to understand is that God has given you gifts. Oh, come on. I want to talk to us this morning. To use for his glory. Yes, you people of God, beloved of God. Yes, well, however you want to, you know, label yourself. Amen. Praise God. But you are a gift and you have been given gifts from the Holy Spirit. You may be thinking to yourself, I'm not important enough for God to give me a gift, skill, or a talent. Sometimes we feel that way. God created you for purpose of his kingdom going forward. He has enabled you to reach people that no one else can. See, we got to understand that we are here for a purpose and a reason. I might can reach people that you might cannot reach. You might can reach your family, praise God. It could be a stranger, but you are able to reach because God has put that in you. And it is the giftings he has given to you that accomplish it. The Bible says in Romans 12 and 6 says, having been gifts, different according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. People of God, you have to understand that it is a grace from the Holy Spirit. It is a grace from God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And second, you need to understand that your giftings are unique to you. Don't look at what someone else can do and wish that was you. Because you was born for a purpose, God has graced you, amen, praise God, to be unique, to be authentic. Come on, Holy Ghost. You are one of a kind. You may think that your talent is weird and unpopular. But sometimes it is those of us who feel like we have the least to give who accomplish great things for God. So you might feel like, Lord, I feel like I'm less than, I feel like I am the least. But listen, people of God, you are so valuable to God. And see, those are the ones that God picks out. Hey, my son, because you are the one that's going to do great things for God. Look at Gideon. The Bible says in Judges 6, I'm not going to read the whole thing. You can read it at your time. Everyone judged him and thought he was a coward because he hid away in the wine press in order to thresh the wheat in safety. You know what God saw? Someone who would not give up and would think outside the box to survive and defy the enemy. The enemy of our soul wants to make you feel like your gift is useless and that there is no way that your gift can make a difference. Your gift does make a difference, saith the Lord. The other thing is to understand, I'm just giving some foundation right now, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Another thing to understand is that God's economy is not the same as of this corrupt world system. See, we got it mixed in, and it should not be mixed in because God is not concerned about everything down here, praise God, that's Holy Spirit, because some things down here are corrupted, and we try to mix things in with God things, and God ways are different than our ways, and his understanding is different from our understanding, and his ways are different, praise God, that's Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Matthew 10:42, Jesus says, and whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, come on somebody, hallelujah, you don't mind serving somebody, giving somebody a cup of water, do you? Praise God. He said, surely I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. If your gift is to give a cup of water, a cold water, in love to someone who needs it, you are advancing the kingdom of God. Just like you helping somebody along the way. My God, I give you glory. Don't think that God don't notice what you're doing. Come on, Holy Ghost. See, too many times people are doing things for the glory of man, but what you're doing, glory for the kingdom, saith the Lord thy God. The enemy tells you that you need to be rich and famous to make a difference. The Bible says, God says to love him and to love your neighbor, and you are fulfilling your role here on earth. Think of this, people of God. When I thought about Billy Graham, as far as we know, the woman who led him to Christ led no one else to him. But look at the impact of his family have and had on this world. You can't see a ripple effect, the actions, but God does. See, it doesn't matter, praise God, because you was born for a purpose in God. What is God saying to me today? What is God talking to me about today? Yes, I am unique, but I am yet good for the God's kingdom. But I want you to know, people of God, God says, I want you to go through your process. There's a process that I'm taking you through. Yes, Holy Spirit. So how does your gift make room for you to bring you before great men? The more you use your gift, the bigger it gets. Hey, my shatter about Shanda. It is like a well-toned muscle. Now, come on, somebody, hallelujah, that gets stronger and more powerful each time it is tested. Over time, as you become excellent in your gift, it gets noticed by others, and as you prove trustworthy, I want to say that word one more time, because some of you are going through things, amen, because God want to see, can I trust you with what I'm getting ready to do in your life? Can I trust you to stand still when I tell you to stand still? Can I trust you with your family? Can I trust you with my finances? Can I trust you with that new thing that I'm going to give to you? Can I trust you? Trustworthy. Are you going to prove trustworthy? God is giving gifts to men, but we sit on our gifts. We say, oh, let me pray about this, let me pray about that, let me pray about this. But if God has given it to you, to bless someone else, praise God, don't be like that one, praise God, that hid his talent in the ground and told God, I thought you was a hard man, so I held on to my gifts. And God said, you know, I'm going to take that gift away from you, and I want to give it to somebody else that's going to do my will, that's going to go through the process, that's going to lift me up, that's going to work in my kingdom, that's going to bless my holy name. God will open doors for you that you could never imagine. There are times when God puts things in our heart, dreams, inspiration, goals, and he gives them to us right away. There are other times, and this seems to be the majority of time, when God puts things in our heart and then make us wait a little while because he's trying to see if he can trust you. Can I trust you, people of God? That's what God is asking today. Can I trust you to go through your process? Can I trust you, to be my mouthpiece? Can I trust you to do right in my kingdom? Often we can wonder what God is doing. We can begin to ask, did I really hear from God about my situation? Or perhaps the biggest question we ask is, God, what is taking so long? I have found that during those times of waiting, God prepares us for his promise. Are you ready for the promise, people of God? Because new things are taking place. I heard from the Lord this morning. During our waiting, he teaches us things. He grows our character, our faith, and our what we feel we are called to do. God takes us through a process. The question is, will you trust the process? The Bible says in 1 Samuel 16, God came to Samuel and told him, I rejected Saul as king. Go to the tribe of Jesse, where I have chosen one of his sons to be king. Oh, yes, God. Hear what the Holy Ghost is saying. I have chosen you. Oh, yes, God. I have chosen you. Man did not choose you. I chose you, saith the Lord thy God. I heard the Lord, y'all. So here, praise God, he said, go where I have chosen one of his sons to be king. Samuel was a prophet, but it didn't take a prophet to assume that the anointing, that anointing another king while Saul was on the throne might not go well. We know how Saul was, amen, praise God. He was quick, amen, with his hands. He was one, amen, or throw a knife at you. Glory to God, because of the jealousy and the envy that was in his heart. Praise God, he despised anyone that would try to rise up over him. Samuel responded to God and told him that he would be killed if Saul found out. God then said, take a cow and put together a sacrifice to me and invite Jesse and his sons to the sacrifice. When Samuel arrived in Bethlehem to speak with Jesse, the elders in the town were afraid because a prophet showed up. Right now today, praise God, when a prophet showed up, praise God, hallelujah, they just running around because they think they're going to get houses and cars and all that kind of stuff. But when a prophet showed up, that was to put some things in order. Hey, my God, I give you glory. So here, praise God, when Samuel arrived to Bethlehem to speak with Jesse, the elders in the town were afraid. After all, when a prophet appeared in those days, it meant there was trouble. Samuel told them, don't worry. I've come to make a sacrifice to God, and you are invited. Somebody say, chosen by God. My God, I give you glory. See, God wants you to know something today. Glory to his name. The Bible says Jesse, his son, and the whole town showed up to watch the sacrifice. As Samuel watched Jesse's sons arrive, he had a hunch about who God was and had in mind for the new king. Somebody say there's getting ready to be a shift And the anointing is getting ready to be a shift. Amen. Praise God in the cloth of God. God is raising up his people to put them in place. You were chosen by God. Here, praise God, Eliab, the oldest son. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 16:6 says, when they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, hey, my God, I give you glory. See, the outward appearance can mess you up sometimes, praise God. You think that they're carrying the Bible, glory to God. You think that they're speaking the word of God. But on the inside, it could have been Shonda, a dead man's bones, saith the Lord thy God. My God, I give you glory. Oh, glory to his name, praise God. But listen, people of God. It could have been Shonda. Here, surely the Lord anointed stands here before the Lord. That's what they thought. Samuel probably had his reason for considering Eliab for the throne. He was the oldest and would have been first in line to receive his father's inheritance. He was also probably the tallest and most physically fit out of Jesse's sons. Perhaps he had even started as a wide receiver. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. I'm going to paraphrase this thing. A Bethlehem High School, praise God, where they came from, an all-star Judean all-star team, praise God. We are in the football team right now, praise God. It's time for football season. Maybe I can get somebody to understand, praise God, what is going on here, because he was tall in stature. He looked good, praise God. He looked like an all-star, praise God. He was all get caught up by Shonda, well-spoken, well-looking, praise God. But God, somebody say, but God. Hey, that I'm all see ya. With all this to the flame, his thinking, Samuel thought Eliab was definitely the one God had in mind. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 16:7 says, But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height. Hey, for I have rejected him. Hey, my God, I give you glory. The Lord does not look at things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So one after the other, each of Jesse's sons passed in front of Samuel. How about this one? Nope. Hey, this one? No, it's not him. Is it this one? He said no. Until all seven had passed in front of him. Finally. Samuel asked Jesse, are there any more? The Bible says in 1 Samuel 16:11-12 says, there is still the youngest. See, they thought that the oldest one was going to be the blessed one. They thought that the one was going to be the one inherit everything. See, the thing about God is, you have already been picked out to be picked on. And I'm going to let you understand what I'm talking about. Hallelujah, because you're going through a process. Jesse answered, he is tending the sheep. Samuel said, send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives. Now, could you imagine, praise God, all the sons of the Oshia, all the ones standing around waiting for him to come. He said, we ain't going to sit down until he comes. We won't sit down till he arrives. So Jesse sent for his younger son, David, and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had fine appearance, and had some features, saith the Lord. Then the Lord says, rise and anoint him. This is the one. May God pour the anointing oil upon your head today. The process brings the promise. Somebody say the process going to bring the promise. Hey, my God, I give you glory. After reading about this anointing, I assume David takes the throne immediately. No, that's not what happened. If the story was a movie, Saul would be instantly kicked off the throne, and David would be carried in on the shoulders of his people to begin ruling that day. But that's not what happened, people of God. But that is not what happened. Samuel anoints David, and then the story stops. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Somebody say the story stops right there. He gets anointed, but everything shuts down. Why is, what is God up to? There's a break in the story. You may ask, what does that mean? When this part of the story ends, the Bible tells us that David went back to what he was doing before. Ah, come on, somebody, glory to God. Anybody got anointed and don't know why, praise God, things are not taking off the way they want them to take off. Did God send you back? Amen, praise God. Because David went back, amen, to watching the sheep, even though he was anointed. But the process is going to bring the promise. Come on, somebody. There's a part of us that wants to say, well, that doesn't make any sense. Why would God anoint him and then send him back to where he had been before? What was the point of anointing David anyway? Why not wait until he was ready to make him king? Remember what the Bible says, amen, praise God. God has anointed you. Hey, glory to God. God anointed David so long before he became king because God wanted to take David through a process. Hey, that I must see him. And the anointing was to reminder, amen, praise God, of the promise that the process would bring. Oh, some of us, praise God, has been anointed. Amen. Praise God. But we're still yet going through the process. My God, I give you glory. Don't forget why the oil was poured upon you. Don't forget, amen, praise God, when you stood before God and said, God, send me, I'll go. Don't forget, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. There is a process to where God has taken you. Can he trust you with the process? Can he trust you to bless the kingdom of God? Can he trust you, praise God, to preach the word? Can he trust you to prophesy? Can he trust you to go get the saints of God? Can he trust you in ministry, building up God's kingdom? Can he trust you? Can he trust you today, saith the Lord? Because, yes, the process is going to bring your promise. Oh, my God, I give you glory. A process is a series of actions or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. God knew that some things needed to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God know that things need to happen, amen, in David's life before he could be king. Hallelujah. Can I stop there for 1 minute, people of God? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Can I stop right there for 1 minute? Glory to God. To speak over your life, praise God. Hallelujah. What God wants to do, praise God, in your life, praise God. What God, how God wants to anoint you. Hallelujah. For the next, how God want to take you through the process. Just wait 1 minute. I will be right back.
Now I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it. And now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
I know Jesus, he's a
It. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Remember, people of God, a process. A process is a serious action or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. God knew that some things needed to happen in David's life before he could be king. Just like he know about us, praise God. He knows. See, we think that we are ready for certain things, but God knows what it's going to take or need to get us to a certain point. That could be in your ministry. That could be on your job. That could be with your children. That could be in your finances, praise God. Whatever it may be, Jesus knows all about it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He know what you got to go through, people of God. Hey, my God, I give you glory. So God knew that something needed to happen in David's life before he could be king. Likewise, there are things that need to happen in our lives before we can step into what God has for us. When I think about the processes, I'm reminded of the story I heard. Come on, somebody. See, sometimes, praise God, we got Bible knowledge, but sometimes, amen, praise God, we have to put some things in that people may understand. The Bible says that, you know, that, amen, praise God, the word is truth, amen, praise God. We know that. But listen, people of God. Here, remember, if you read about the Chinese bamboo tree, the tree begins as a nut planted in the soil and must be watered and fertilized every single day for 5 years before it finally breaks through the ground. All that time, it spreads out its roots. And if at any time, oh, come on, somebody, the watering or fertilizing process is stopped, the Chinese bamboo tree dies in the ground. But but in the fifth year, the Chinese bamboo tree finally breaks through the ground and grows nearly 90 feet tall in just 6 weeks. But remember, people of God, it was being watered, it was being fertilized, the roots of the tree began to get strong underneath the ground. Hallelujah, glory to God. How many right now are growing underneath the ground? How many of us, praise God, God don't show forth, amen, and put you in certain places just because your roots are growing underground, praise God. They're still hidden. They're being watered. They're being nurtured. They're being fertilized before he can give you what he wants you to have, where he wants to put you, praise God. He has to make sure that your roots are strong, praise God. That's Holy Spirit. That's when somebody speaks to you in an ill manner. You don't go after them with the whole fight, praise God. You learned how to pray when your weeds and your roots was underground, praise God. You learned how to manage your finances and bless God's kingdom when the root was growing, praise God. You learned, praise God, how to go get God's people while the roots was under the ground, praise God. You was learning, praise God, for the job that God is preparing you for, praise God. Your roots are growing, so when God puts you where he wants you to be, praise God, you are standing strong as that Chinese bamboo tree. He was being watered, fertilized. Hallelujah. That's why I don't understand, praise God, when people get one scripture under their belt, they come and I'm the prophet now because they had one dream, praise God. They didn't get processed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have to be processed, people of God, for where God is going to put you. We tend to get frustrated when we don't have five-year results immediately. The truth is, though, that the process is essential, and everyone must go through the process to get results. David had to go through process. The question is, will you allow the waiting develop you and not embitter you? Oh, Holy Ghost. So we're going to get better and not bitter. Come on, somebody. David could have quickly become bitter in his waiting. But David doesn't become bitter. Why? David knew that God was using the process. Hear me in the Holy Ghost today. David knew God was using the process to bring about God's promise for him to be king. Bitterness is unbelief in the promises of God because you're tired of waiting. So now you're so bitter, praise God. Can you wait and be happy, praise God? Can you wait and clap your hands? Can you wait and give God glory? Because whatever he promised you, it surely shall come to pass. If he anointed you for something, amen, and it has not come to pass, amen, that means that your roots are still under the ground. They have not arrived. They have not break through yet, praise God. That's Holy Spirit. So while you are yet waiting, give God the glory. Hey, so hear what happened, people say. But I had faith and God didn't do it. And they're frustrated because they thought God said it would happen and it didn't. I had faith. This is the past tense statement. This is not how faith works. If you think you can have faith in a moment, my God, I give you glory, and have your faith go away when nothing happens, in that moment, it's not faith at all. Faith is what keeps you going until you see God do what he has promised. Can I say that one more time, people of God? Faith is what keeps you going. So therefore, when God promised you something, my God, I give you glory. That means that I'm going to praise him until something happens. I'm going to praise him while I'm under the dirt. I'm going to praise him while my roots is growing, because I know that God has promised me. Hey, you got to understand, people of God, yes, Holy Spirit, it's going to take us, amen, to have faith in this hour. When God says, we are working in the end times, people of God, yes, Holy Spirit. And just because it not happened yet, that don't mean that God ain't going to move. Faith is what keeps you going until you see God bring forth your promise. Faith causes you to say, I may not have seen it yet, but if God promised it, I am sure it will come. If you settle in your mind that you will go through the process that God will use you to bring about his promises, it will strengthen your faith, and result, you'll get better instead of getting bitter. Is this helping somebody today? Praise God. It helped me about 5 o'clock this morning. Come on, somebody. One of the things that seems to hinder a lot of people when trying to trust in the process is that they mistake the anointing of God for the appointing of God. David had the anointing to be king, but he didn't yet have the appointment to be king. Ah, my God, I give you glory. Sometimes you can have the anointing on your life to do something, but not the appointing. Hey, glory to his name. Think about this. David could see the anointing. Other people could see the anointing. When Samuel poured the oil over his head and anointed him as king, everyone was watching. The anointed woman, amen, praise God, is where it can be tricky. You can see the anointing. You are a better salesman or whatever it could be, praise God. You think that you do everything better, but it's not time yet, praise God, than anyone else. You get a greater singer. You can get influence, praise God. You can counsel. You can lead, praise God. And other people can see it till they tell you how talented you are, how great you are, and how far you have gone. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. This can cause you to think, well, I can see it, and others can see it. Why can't God see it? What is God waiting for? And through all this, we get tunnel vision. What do you mean tunnel vision? What is tunnel vision? Tunnel vision happens when you are so focused on the light at the end of the tunnel that you can't see what's happening around you. Your eyes can't adjust to your surroundings because all you can see is the light up head, and so you miss things. See, when you look too far, you can miss something. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Or you can find yourself tripping over things because you can't see. If you can't see what God is doing in and around you because you are so focused on your future dreams, you can miss out on a lot of learning, experience, and opportunities along the way. So somebody say, Lord, clean my eyes out. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I don't want to see, glory to God, all the way up there. Let me see what you want me to see. Glory to God, glory to God. We know, praise God, that we have eyes to see and ears to hear. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. But sometimes things are right in front of us and we can't even see what God is doing. You don't even see that God is preparing you for something great. You don't even see, praise God, that you are great gift gift in God. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. See, sometimes we just miss some things in our lives and look at everybody else's life. Why their life is right there? Why they got to act like that? Glory to God. But when we should keep our minds and our actions, amen, praise God, and to ourselves, amen, praise God, and keep those things to ourselves sometimes, amen, and let God finish the process in our lives, amen. It doesn't matter because we don't know the hell that they had to go through while they over there, praise God. We don't know the process that they had to go, praise God, while they was over there. Just like, praise God, sometimes the pastors, amen, praise God, when the pastors start getting blessed, praise God, and glory to God, where they used to be, they not there no more because they done went through the process. They didn't know that they had a 19 push car, glory to God, to get to A to B, praise God, holding their socks, amen, cooking dinners and whatever they had to do. But when they ministry grow up, why they think they like that, praise God? You don't know what their process was. You don't know David process. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. You don't know the process, amen, why they was in that one bedroom house and then God bless them with a four bedroom house, praise God. You don't know what they had to go through. You don't know what they had to eat, praise God. You don't know they had to eat ooze and ooze every night, praise God, even in order to save the money to get to that place. So sometimes we got to take our eyes off of everybody else because you don't know why they being blessed. We don't know why. Amen. God picked David. Nobody knows. But God knew. God said he in the field. He's working. These ones in the house. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. They in the house, all pampered up. Hallelujah. But David out there tending the sheep for daddy. Nobody noticed him. Hey, come on, Holy Ghost. But here, God had his eyes on him all the time. My God, I give you glory. Hey, Shatori Abbasia. God has his eyes on you, people of God. Yeah, Yadabasia. He's watching to see, amen, can I trust him? Hey, Yadabasia. Can I trust him with the little platform? Can I trust him on the job? Can I trust him in their marriage? Can I trust him in their finances? Can I trust him with the kids? Can I trust him in that one bedroom? Can I trust you? Hi, Yadabasia. Hallelujah, Jesus. Preparation is the key. After his anointing, David's appointment was to watch the sheep. Sometimes we think that watching is just something we do to pass the time until we can do what we're supposed to do. But that's not the case. If you're watching the sheep right now, you're supposed to watch the sheep. That's your appointment. What did God give you for your appointment in this season? Ah, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. See, we try to skip past the appointment and go, amen, to the top. There's no going to the top without the process. Here's a third reason, praise God. Preparation must come before the opportunity. I'm preparing you, people of God. A reminder from God. When you don't understand why nothing seems to be happening, God, I don't know what, where you are right now is not where you will always be, he says. Come on, I want to talk to you today. Where you are right now is not where you're going to be for the rest of your life. Essentially, he said, sudden changes will come. And although it looks as if nothing had changed on the outside, something had changed on the inside. God was building his trust in him. Character, the willingness to serve, and he was growing him in his gifting. See, David, amen, if you look at his life, amen, everybody look at the part where he messed up. But David was a man after God's own heart. My God, I give you glory. Because soon as something happened in David's life, he came to repent to God. Oh, I'm trying to get finished, people of God. I don't know. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. God was preparing me for the opportunity that would come. This is what we see David's life. David goes back to tend the sheep, and what happened? Hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 16:14-19 says, now the spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul. See, God has a time for everything. Ah, my God, I give you glory. And an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him. Saul attended, said to him, see, an evil spirit from God is tormenting you. Let our Lord command his servant here to search for someone who can play the lyre. Amen. Praise God. We know that, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. God, your gift will make room for you and bring you before kings. Ain't that what God says? Amen. Praise God. You don't know why you are skilled in what you're doing. If you got a big mouth, praise God, he going to use your lips. If you're shy, praise God, he going to bring you out of shyness. He's going to put you up on the front line. Oh, ask me, I know, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He will play when the evil spirit from God comes on you, and you will feel better. So Saul said to his attendants, find someone who could play well and bring him to me. One of his servants answered, I have seen a son of Jesse in Bethlehem who knows how to play the lyre. He is brave, a brave man, and he's a warrior. See, glory to God. What will the people talk about you about? He's a brave man, and he is a warrior. He speaks well and fine-looking man, he said. And the Lord is with him. See, that's what I'm talking about, praise God. And the Lord is with him. Then Saul sent a message to Jesse and said, send me the son David, who is with the sheep. I see he's still in the field, praise God, but his name is being mentioned where he's not at. Oh, glory to God. I'm about ready to praise God. I'm ready to jump up, praise God. Your name be mentioned where you never put your foot at, praise God. It was while David was tending the sheep that he developed his ability to play the lyre and write music. In fact, it was while David was tending the sheep that he wrote Psalms 19:1. The heavens declare his glory of the God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. The skies proclaim the works of his hand. The preparation had to come before the opportunity. Ah, come on, somebody. Glory to God. I want to fast forward a little bit. Praise God. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 17:32-36 says, and David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with the Philistine. See, this is what's going on in David's life, praise God. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against the Philistine to fight him, for you are but a youth. You a child, he said. Ah, don't matter how they look at you, people of God. You better do what God says, because God will teach your hands how to fight and your fingers to war. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. And he has been a man of war from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep the sheep as his father, and when there came a lion, a bear, and a lamb from the flock, I, glory to God, I went after him. Yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God. And if he arose against me, I caught him by the beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant was struck down, both lion and bear, and the uncircumcised Philistine. That enemy shall be like one of them. Again, the preparation had to come before the opportunity. God was preparing him. If you're short, cut the process. You are short circuit the product. You are God's mouthpiece. You are God's anointed. You are God's gift. David had to prepare. If we had never mastered the lyre, what he was playing, the flute or whatever it was, he never would have been chosen to play for Saul. See, whatever God is doing with you right now, he's teaching you. You are in your process, and Saul wouldn't have been familiar with him. If he had never killed the lion, the bear, amen, praise God, Saul would not have met him face Goliath. I'm talking to somebody today. And the Israelite wouldn't have accepted David as king. If David didn't prepare, he wouldn't squander the opportunity. But he did. And it let him become king. You may be in a season of waiting. Maybe you've been waiting for a long time. And you are starting to wonder if God will ever bring about his promise. The fact is, you can trust the process. Let your faith be strengthened today. Know that God is preparing you today for what he wants you to do throughout your life and your future. He's teaching you to trust him, to be bold in your faith. He's growing your character, and he's fine-tuning your gift. Trust him. The process is bringing about the promise of God. I thank God today for this word. I thank God, amen, because he's bringing you through and he's pulling you through. Some of you, praise God, might feel, Lord, this is hard, but trust me, praise God, he will pull you through if he has to carry you to your promise. If he promised you something, it surely shall come to pass. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should fret. As he said it, shall he not do it, and shall he not make it good? You are anointed and appointed by God. Hallelujah. You are a gift. Hallelujah. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. May the God of heaven overshadow you. May the God of heaven endow you with power from on high. May the God of heaven break every yoke in your life that is not of him. May the God of heaven, glory to his name. My God, I give you glory. Whatever God did not plant in your life, hey, I shut door about you. May he uproot it today in the name of Jesus. You are going to make it to where God wants you to go. I don't care, praise God, yet quoted about Shanda. What it looks right now, people of God, maybe you are the one tending the sheep right now. Maybe nobody sees you right now. Maybe you are covered right now. But know that the roots are growing strong and mighty in God. And God will bless you. You don't have to be at that place. Hallelujah. But somebody is speaking your name. My God, I give you glory. David was nowhere around. Everybody was in the house. But his name was mentioned in that room. So we thank and praise God today for his glory today. We thank and praise God for who he is. We thank God for the gift giver. You will not miss a beat in your blessing, saith the Lord thy God. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you that we are continuing to move on in the things of you. We thank you, Father, for preparing us, God, for what we cannot see. Things that we don't even see ahead. Help us, Lord God, to move forward, God. Help us, Lord God, not to be bitter, but to be better, God. We ask, God, these things in your son Jesus' name. Ask that you bless the people, God, all around the world. God, many things are going on right now. But God, you know, God. God, any sickness on this line, God, I pray, God, that you would touch right now, God, from the crown of their head, God, to the soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because we know, Father God, that you have prepared a destiny for them, Father. So I pray, God, every spirit of infirmity, God, be rooted out by the blood of Jesus. And I speak healing to the bone, healing to the body right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, bless, God, everyone that's attached to us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, continue to draw your people, God, hallelujah, God, to thy kingdom, God. Your kingdom come, your will shall be done here on earth as it is in heaven, God. We ask that you move by your mighty power, God, as we open our hands to you, Father, in total surrender to the process, Father. Father. We thank you, Lord God, that we're going to make it to our destiny, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're going to bless, God, every time we turn around. You are still yet blessing us, God. Even if we're in an unfamiliar place, oh God, we trust you, God. We believe you, God. We honor your presence. Hallelujah, God. God, I ask that you move by your mighty power. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Don't forget, people of God, there will be ministry, hallelujah, on Monday. You'll fix at 6 at 6. Tuesday, hallelujah. Bishop Thurman Butler, hallelujah. Undisputed Truth Ministry. Wednesday, weekly word workout with Lady T. Thursday, amen, praise God, Pastor Ilona Waters, amen, True Vine International Ministry. With that being said, people of God, if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry for the kingdom of God, you may do so. If you need prayer, you can dial me 302-883-9799. If you'd like to be saved, hallelujah, you can still yet call me. Hallelujah. Don't forget prayer time in the morning. Amen. 6 a.m. You'll be on with me. Praise God. If you don't have the number, share the number with somebody. Hallelujah. You can still call me, and I'll give you the number for tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. May God bless you. May God keep you. Hallelujah. May heaven smile upon you, and may God give you grace on this day to make it. I pray peace of God be upon you today. Amen. In your home. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, everyone. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Here's a song for you.
Somebody's in the fight of your life right now. Lashay Knox, tell them how to win.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you're feeling overwhelmed and under pressure.
This is how I fight my battles. Woo! When you're in the midst of a storm and you can't see your way out.
When you get that unfavorable diagnosis.
This is how you fight.
Somebody's saying it seems like trouble is all around me. Lashay, tell them it may look like.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
That's how God works.